Yorkton. The Yorkton Seacon Maulers played their final game of the 2022-23 season, as they hosted Estevan at the Westland Insurance Arena. The visiting Bears opened the ledger with a goal by Cade Cole only 1:03 into action. The Maulers then took over the period as Tyler Guthjonsson tied the game at 2:20. A powerplay goal by Edward Nittig at 4:47 gave the Maulers a 2-1 lead. Alex Morrison added one at 9:26 to give Yorkton a 3-1 lead through 20 minutes of play. The proverbial worm turned in the second period as the Bears roared back with three unanswered goals to take a 4-3 lead through 40 minutes of action. Tristan Gross started the comeback with a goal 2:34 into the frame. Cole then scored his second of the contest to tie the game at 3 apiece. The goal came at 8:55. A powerplay goal by Tegan Semchishin with 1:42 left in the period was the go-ahead marker for the Bears. It looked like the score would hold as the game moved through the third period, but then with 1:42 remaining, Lucas Havidsten scored as the Maulers enjoyed a man advantage to tie the game 4-4. The tie game would hold through a 5-minute overtime, with the Maulers finally winning their season finale in the shootout 5-4. Kadın Perron was in net for Estevan, facing 32 shots in the loss. Blake Sittler was in goal for Yorkton for the win, facing 29 shots. The two teams faced off Saturday as well. The Bears broke out to a 2-0 lead through 20 minutes as Cole Keane scored both Estevan goals. The middle period was one for the goaltenders, as neither team managed a goal. In the third, Lucas Havidsten put the hometown Maulers on the board with a power play goal just 16 seconds in, but that would be the best Yorkton could muster in the game. Riley Cragen and Easton Lee would add goals for the Bears, Cragen with a shorthanded effort and Lee into an empty net for a 4-1 win. Riley Deck was in net for Estevan, facing 35 shots in the win, while Wyatt Bouvier took the loss for Yorkton, facing 25. The Maulers finish their season with a record of 1-6-2-5-0-3 for 35 points, and ninth place just outside the 18 UAAA League playoffs.